like stony ground. For Yerim, another pasuk says, Shimu Horim Esri Bashem V'Yesonim Moist the Eretz. So Horim usually mountains always have hard stones. Acher Maimrim, others say Minayin LiEsim Shuyosh. Now do we know that Esim means old ground? Rashi says V'Loi Shuvu Kak Yisai Michodesh Mikaka Chriti. Not that you just put new ground down here, but it has to be old ground. Shenem, the pasuk says Goyesenu Goyim Yerlamu, like was this nation an old nation? So the word Esan means old. It has to be old ground. Then the orphan Esan, the kupiyat machreel. You take a big chopping knife and you chop off the head from the back. My time, how do I know this? Gomer areifa areifa michat asoif. I learned that from chat asoif. Over there it says, mimul arpoi, that you make the malika from the back of its neck. Umikoyma osim lizroyim elevet. Then that place where they chopped off the head of the Eglarufa, it's also from now on to plant there or to work there on the ground. Tan Rabbon. Well, the pasuk says, "Asher lo ye'oved boi v'lo yizareya," that you're not allowed to plant or work there. So lishovar, it means a place in the past that was not worked. Divrei Rabbi Asher. That's what the pasuk means. In the past, there was not done any work there. Rabbi Yonis and Oymanola Habo, the pasuk means to give a lav lahabo that you're not allowed to work there from now on, or you can't plant there from now on. Rav Avam lahabo, Rav, it says it means lahabo in the future, so much like this. Omar Rav, it should be. Yeah. The kula yamulai pligi, like this. Omar Rav. Lahabo, that the Torah means that in the future now you're not allowed to work there, that everybody agrees. The kula yalma, loy pligi. The chsiv loy yizareya, that it says you're not allowed to plant there. So both agree that now, once you made the Egla roof in this mukam, you can't plant there. Keep pleading with the machlekes leshavar. So you have to choose a place that was never worked there from before. Rabbi Yashi Yisava Miksiv Lo Yehubad. Does it say Lo Yehubad? Therefore, it means it says Lo Yehovet, that mashma was never done. So you have to take a piece of ground that was never worked over. Does it say the word Ashelo never there wasn't worked? It says Ashelo Yehovet, means that in the future you should not work there. Rabbi Yashia says Asher Lishava Mashma. When the Pesach says the word Asher, it means in the past. And Rabbi Yonasan Asher Rebuyu. Rabbi Yonasan says no, we knew the word Asher to be marble, like we'll soon see other type of things also. Then the Mishnah says though, Umuta Lisroik Shom Pishtun Alnaka Shom Avonim. But on this ground, after you made the Eglarufa, you're still allowed to comb out flax there, and you're allowed to clean out the stones. Tana Rabbonim, look at the price like this. The Pesach says, Asher lo yeyoveit boi, v'lo yizoreya, that you're not allowed to work and not allowed to plant there. Ein liyel ezriya, you only know you can't plant on this ground after you made the Eglarufa there. Shara avoidis minan, how do we know any other work you can't do there? Talmuloy ma'asher lo yeyoveit boi, mikol mokum, mash many type of work you can't do. It came if so, ma talmuloy mu lo yizoreya. Why is the pasuk have to say you can't plant there? And not doing any other work, I know you can't plant there. So Mara says, Lemelech means to include, Mazuriyam Yuchedis. Shibagufa Shakarka, planting means you have to plant with the ground itself. Af kol Shibagufa Shakarka, any other type of work that you're working in the ground or with the ground itself. Mashenkein Yotso Srikas Pishtim. But it goes out if you just want to comb your flax there. Like you don't need the ground for combing your flax. You're combing the flax like in the air. You're just doing it on top of that ground. Therefore, that's mutter. Or else, for nikir avonim, if some want to clean out stones there, shein the begufa shakarka, it's not called an avoid in the gufa karka. Therefore, it's mutter. For the mar v'yema, maybe no. The pasuk says, "Asher loy yeyoved by klal." Maybe said that's called a klal. Then the pasuk says, "Loy yizarei is a prat." You can't see there. So maybe darshin klal a prat, ain't mechal l'mashem a prat. Zriyin midi achrin aloy. Maybe the only issue is you can't plant in that ground. But maybe any other type of work you could do there. Samara says, no, asher ribuyu. Says the word asher, which is a ribuy. Any type of work in the ground is also. Just work on top of the ground, that's mutter. Then the Pad Nemishna says, Dikniyeh Rechsin Yedayim, that the bezdin of that city has to wash the hands. Tell the Rabbon. The pasuk says, "V'chol zikniyeruhu hakroiv melacholo yirchasu es yudayim ala egla rufa." Banochol, like after they bring the egla rufa, they should wash their hands. So Shane Tam Lem Harufa. Why does the Pasuk have to say Al Egol Harufa? Pshita. What does it say Harufa for? Umatam Lem Harufa. It means Al Mokam Arifoso Shelagola. That means where does the Bezdin stand now? By the place where they chopped off the head of this Egol. So Yomru and the Zikne Bezdin say, Yodeinu Leshavchas Adam Azeh, we didn't kill this person. Vyeneinu Lero, we didn't see him. Fred Gemara, V'chi'al, Lebeinu, also, Shebez and Shechem Damim. Do we have Avim? Do we think that maybe the Bezdin killed a person? Elo, what does the Pasuk mean like this? Loibol, Yodeinu means the Bezdin says, we did not see this man that was killed. Upartinu, Blame Mazinus. Like we send them away without food, like maybe he would have died because of that. Or else, Lorinu, we didn't see him, V'nachnu, and leave him below Lavoya, without escorting him. And we'll soon see it's a tremendous mitzvah to escort the person. And Tani will learn, Tani Ramei Weimer, Koif in the Lavoya. Bezdin has a right to force the person to escort your guest. If you have a guest over your house, part of the mitzvah achnos sorchim, or the Rambam says even a bigger mitzvah, is when he leaves the house to Lavoya, walk with him. Rashi says, Koif in esmisha in reitzel lavis es chaveru laderosh yaveyu. Bezdin can even force you. If you don't want to walk to your friend outside down the road, Bezdin can even force you to walk him. Because a tremendous amount of reward you're going to get if you do this mitzvah of Lavoya walking somebody down the street. Shinam the post says like this. When they went in the beginning of Shoftim, they went to fight against the Canaanim, so it says that the Bnei Yehuda, I think, was there. They went and they saw an Ish, a Canaanite. Vayarmulah, they asked the Canaanite, Herenanas Mavayir, show us the way into the city. V'yasinu imach chesed, and we'll do with you tremendous chesed. We'll see the Pasuk says, Vayirum es Mavayir, this Canaanite showed the Jews there how the streets, how you get into the city. And in Melo, they did back chesed. Oma chesed, Osima, what chesed did they do with this Canaanite? Shekol lo yisir hargu, the whole city, Klai Yisrael, killed out, the fichar by the sword. V'yasish mishpach to shalchu, but this one person was saved. And the Pasuk says, "V'yeluch yish eretz achitim." This man of this Canaanite went eretz achitim. Va'yivin ir, he built a city there. Va'yikra shmo Luz, he called the name of the city Luz. And he shmo ad hayom hazeh. The Pasuk says, this name Luz is the name up until today. And what's special about the city Luz? Tani will learn like this. He Luz, that's the same Luz shetzayvim bot chelus that used to make chelus there, the blue wool. He Luz shebos and cherev leidubula. Sancherev came, and that's the only city he didn't touch. Nebuchadnezzar v'leich riven, Nebuchadnezzar didn't destroy that one city. V'yaf malachamovas en l'rishus lavaboy. Even the malachamovas can't go into the city Luz. Ella, what happens to the people there? How do they die there? Zekenim shebol, the older people, they live 500 years, v'zman shebaitem katsa. When they get finished of living already, v'zman shebaitem katsa lehim, when they feel they live too long already, is yoytzen chutz v'chayim, when they have to walk outside the city, v'ein meisim, they'll die there. But Kolzaman, they're in the city Luz, and the city Luz, the Malachamovas can't get in there either. Why was this chus to the city Luz? Because this Kanani was Mekayan the mitzvah Lavoya. So the Mashar speaks out. The Ika part of the mitzvah Lavoya is if you have a guest over your house and then he's leaving, he has to know his way through the streets. So you have to show him the derech how to go through the streets. Like this Kanani showed the Jews the way how to get into the city, how to conquer the city. So the more of our Lloyd Dvorm Kavachoima. Uma Kanani Zeshla Diba Beviv. He didn't even say any words. He just showed him with his fingers how the way to go. For the whole of Ragul, he didn't go with his feet. Still Gorim Hatzol Aloy Lazarat Sokladarois, that he was Zeicha, that he should be saved. Mamish Laloylam Voed, this city Luz. Me Shoysol Avoya Baragul is somebody that walks somebody else with his own feet. The lack of Kama Bakama, he'll get back so much schar. So Gemara says, Bameherulahim. How did this Kanani show the Jews the way of the city? Because Morris says he didn't speak. So if he didn't speak, how did he show them the city? Like he moved his mouth as if to say, But that's the way to go. He showed them with his finger, go this, He showed them which way to go. That's the way he was Mekayim Mitzvah Lavoya. Tanya Kavos the Rabbi Yechanan. Bishvil Sheknani Zeh Hera Bietzbo. Since this one Kanani showed them with his fingers, is Gorim Atzol Eloi Lazar Atzol Kladeros. He was Zeichet to have be saved, him and his whole generation, Atzol Kladeros. And not him and his whole generation, him and his kids. Omer Rabbi Yishua Ben Levi. Hamahalach Baderech Veno Lavoy. If you're walking on the street yourself and nobody's with you, is Yasek Batorah. It's a sakana to be alone on the streets, and you don't feel so good, so your companion should be Torah. Shinyamin Apostle says, Kilubias Chain Hain, Lurashech, Vanokum Gagrasecha. So it's a good thing that should keep you company for the learning of Torah. Vyom Yabishu Ben Levi, Vishvil Arba Pesia Shalava Parle Avram. It says that Avram Avinu walked, Aparo walked Avram Avinu four pasoyas outside the city. Shinyamin Apostle says, Vitzavolo Paro Anoshim. And the Medrash says, it means in Gemara that Paro himself walked Avram out of the city. It's because of that Nishtabed the bond of Arba Meyashona that Klal Yisrael worked in Mitzrayim for 400 years. Shneema v'avadim v'yinu oisim Arba Meyashona. So Mashal speaks out that Avadim exerted to work was for other reasons. But which city did they have to work in? How come they had to work? Klal Yisrael had to work in Mitzrayim to build up Mitzrayim. If they did it in Mitzrayim, because of this chus that Paro once walked 4 amis with Avram Avinu. That's how great the schar, the reward you get back for this mitzvah of Levoya. All right, turn over. And Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, Kol Hamalav Esaver Oyav Amis. So somebody only walks his friend down the street 4 amis, the year even in the city, and a nizik, he won't get nizik. And Rashi says in Shant, it means the person that's traveling, he won't have any harm done to him. It's b'schus that you're taking care of him, you're walking with him, you're Marav now, this chesed, that he won't be harmed. And Ravina Avla L'Rova Bar Yitzchok, Adal Amis the year. Ravina walked Taka Rabbi Rav Yitzchak 4 amis in the city. Motul Yod Yezekah, some harm was about to come upon him. V'yitzel, and he was saved because of his mitzvah levoya. Tana Rabban, went like this. Harav the Talmud, if a Rebbe is being Malavis Talmud, Adibur Shalir. Yemachuyev to walk him to the outskirts of the city. It's even 70 amis outside the city. Chavu the Chavu, a friend to another friend, Adchum Shabbos. You know how far you're supposed to walk your city. His friend, he's supposed to, if he's traveling out into another city, you're supposed to walk with him outside your city, Yitzchum. 2,000 mil outside your city. 2,000 amas outside your city. Talmud the Rav, what about if a Talmud is walking with his Rebbe? Ein la shir, there's no shir, you have to walk him wherever you have to go. The Kama, Gefort, how far? Om Roshesh Yisad Parsa, he holds no Tula Parsa to 4 mil. That's 4 times Tchum Shabbos. It's not your best Rebbe. Our Rabbi, Mubik Shlosha Pasos. You have to walk in 3 Pasos. So it's a tremendous, tremendous mitzvah salvor here. It's like a Shal Hakim Azman is there. People don't do it so much. So there is a Smad, the last Smad, Chesha Mishmet says, that Azman is there, Vaisa, since people know the ways already, it's not such an Indian, it's enough just to walk in Dal Damas. And the Chavos Chaim talks about that a little bit. Maybe that's also a minig why the Elam is a little bit more makel today. The Pashas Mashmir, the Ikka Mitzvah is that people don't know the ways, or it's a Sakana that get lost in the road. So the Ikka Mitzvah is talking of a person leaving your house to make sure he knows his way, how to go someplace. That's the Ikka Mitzvah. Let him know the exact directions, how to get where he wants to go. But our core problem, there is this Mitzvah still, like the Chavos Chaim speaks out. The Avada, whoever wants to do it, the Avada, the Mitzvah is still here. There's such an Indian, and the Rambam brings down this is bigger than Achnosas Orchim. And they bring down a famous Maisa, the Chofetz Chaim. They didn't say it was the Gro the Maisa was. There was once a person who did a lot of chesed in his city, in his house. Had a lot of people over. And at the end of the year, his house burnt down. They came to ask the Gro. He just says, big Chochem. So they came to ask the Gro, how come the person did so much chesed, how come his house burnt down? She says, true, he gave the Orchem a lot of food to eat, but he wasn't Makadim the Mitzvah Levoya. He didn't walk them afterwards. And it's brought down the Indian of Esho. That's Achila, Shti, and Levoya. So Achila and Shti is Esh. If you only give the guest achila and shtiyah, that's eish. The ikka mitzvah, the ikka part of the mitzvah is levoya, to walk him. So I call upon him, you have to walk him something, at least dal damas. I call upon him levoya, at least. The Bais of Ramul says, that's the gemar, that's the shpitz, the mitzvah achnas sorochim. After you had him in your house, you can't just let him go himself, you have to walk him down. And the Gemara says, mashma chobot to chobot, your mamash have to walk him at chum Shabbos. Alright, right. So I call upon him, shdu dal ramas. Yeah, Rav Kana al ve Rav Shimi Barashi. Rav Kana walked Rav Shimi Barashi. Mi pum nora ad beit bat senusa the bubble till the palm trees above him. Kimotos and they got there omalei. Bad them risuan it senusa the bubble. That the people said these big palm trees above him. Mishne yodem rishne still from other rishne is nayu. Is it true? Somalei said back to him. Drachte milsi. You remind me of something else. The Yom Rav Yosef Mechanina. My this is what the pasuk say. Baratash lo yovad boish. And the city, the Yimur says in a city in a land that nobody went there. And it says, "V'lo yoshev adam sham." Nobody lived there. So kash riz v'chem yachash lo yover heichin yoshev. If nobody ever went through that land, what do you mean nobody lived there? Shita. Ella means it like this: Eret shegozer le adam arishin liyishev nisyashva. Adam arishin, he was the big man that made the whole world where people should live in. Any land, America, he said people will live there. The people living in America. But eret shegozer le adam arishin. Part of this world that Adam Rishon wasn't guys that people should live there. Lo Nisyashra, nobody ever lived there. Adam Rishon was the first one to invent America. But Mordechai alved Ravashi. Mordechai was Malava Ravashi. Mehagrunya viad bekipi, from this place. Viamla some say ad beduri. He's the kind of mitzvah of voy, Mamish walked him all the way, a far place. Omer Yechlim Shum Rameya. Kolshein and Malava, somebody doesn't walk his guests. Or else umeslava, or else if you don't let somebody walk you, it's kilo shevich damim. It's like you're having yourself being killed. Because if you walk yourself, it's a sakana. And the mitzvah of Lavoyer is to take away the sakana. So you're not supposed to be meichel on this. You're supposed to let somebody else walk you. How does the guy himself get back home? I don't know, but right. Shomole Lavoyer Anshi Yericho Elisha. If the people of Yericho would have been Malav Elisha, Lagira Dublin Tanoi, because they wouldn't have had the case where two bears killed out the 42 kids. Shadam the Apostle says, V'yal Mishon Beisel, he went to Beisel. V'uola B'derech Unorim Katanim Yotsum Inir. Young kids came out of the city. V'yaskals L'boy, and they called the names. V'yom, they said, Alei Kerech, go up the bold spot, go up the bold one. Ormula, they said like this, Ola Shekarach L'Selein V'samokim. They said like, Elisha, you made this place bold for us. V'demor Unorim Katanim, there was young kids, what does that mean? Unorim a little old, and Katanim are very small. Unriablaz, it means Shem Unorim in a mitzvah. They were empty for mitzvahs. Ketanim shem mekatni emuna. They didn't have emuna. Tana norim hoyu. They were a little older. Or vizvuzu atzman ketanim. They made themselves like small kids. Or vizvuzu atzman ketanim. Maslo Rabbi Yosef. Vedil mashem mekayim. Maybe it's on the name of the place norim. Milak sevi aram yotzu gedudim. For Yosheu meretz Yisrael nora ketan. It says nora ketano. For kashem yavakashen nora ketan. It's a zero. Nara is 12 years old already. Ketan is a young girl. How do you have the two? The Amr of Pados ketana diminorim. It means she's a katana, but she came from the city Norim. So maybe you're also Norim, just name it in the city. Samara says, no, Hosum Lena Forish Mekaimai. Here it doesn't say the place. Therefore we say Norim is the city. Abahochim Forish Mekaimai says here clearly the city, so therefore it means katana Norim. They were Norim, but they acted like katana. So it says, Vayifan Akra, Vayirim, Vayakalim, Hashem Hashem. Elisha went and he gave them a curse, Hashem Hashem. Ma Ro, what did he see? Amarav Ro, Mama, she just looked at him. Katana, like we learned. When a Talmud Chacham looks at somebody and wants to give him a curse just by looking at him, that could cause the person to die or to become poor. Shmuel Amar Shmuel says, no, Roy saw Shekulim Nisabru Mem Imam Yom Kippurim. Like you saw, they were doing Averis, all the mothers became pregnant on Yom Kippur, they were having Tashmash on Yom Kippur at Asa. Rav Yitzchak Nachu Amar Blur Yisrael Lem, he saw they had haircuts like Goyim, Ki Amaroyim like Amaroyim. He saw they had no mitzvahs by them. Maybe by their kids they would have had mitzvahs done. He saw the way, no, he knew there'd be no mitzvahs here by them and all the children. So Pesach says, then what Elisha have done? Two bears came out of the forest and it wiped out of them 42 kids. So Rabbi Shmuel,